Hi, I'm DJ Bennett. This is the KillRadio.org weekly news and review, which was originally posted by Christopher R. Biha on the Harpers.org website for the 30th of August, 2011. Harpers are the good guys, folks, and their weekly news is a good summary of the news so that I can pass it on to you, and you don't have to spend hours staring at CNN or even go to the faux news or MSNBC, or you don't even need to read a newspaper. I mean, all it's going to do is bring you down. Not really. There's always some good news, too. I mean, who knows, maybe they'll find a billion-year-old bacteria or something. At any rate, this is the news of the preceding week. An earthquake with a Richter magnitude of 5.9 and an epicenter in Mineral, Virginia, shook much of the East Coast. And Irene, a Category 1 hurricane, made landfall in North Carolina and continued up the Atlantic seaboard, killing at least 38 people in 10 states. The unusually large and slow hurricane caused an estimated $7 billion in damages, mostly due to flooding, and left millions of people without power. In Tuxedo Park, New York, Irene pushed at least 15 heating oil trucks into the Ramapo River, spilling large amounts of fuel into the water. An environmental disaster is floating down the river, said Tuxedo Park Mayor Tom Wilson. Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul questioned the need for a federal response to hurricanes. We should be like 1900. We should be like 1940, 1950, 1960, he said. In other words, the government has nothing to do with helping people get through disasters. That's insane. That's just an insane idea. Meanwhile, oh, here we go. Australian geoscientists uncovered 3.4 billion-year-old petrified bacteria, the world's oldest known fossils. Astronomers spotted a zombie supernova 21 million light-years from Earth and a diamond planet 4,000 light-years away. A planet that is made of diamond. Northwestern researchers learned that bisexual men do exist. World Wildlife Fund scientists observed a new species of titi monkey in the Brazilian Amazon. And Libyan forces hunting for Muammar Gaddafi uncovered a photo album dedicated to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in the deposed Colonel's Tripoli compound. I don't need to see the photos, said a State Department spokeswoman. But bizarre and creepy are good adjectives to describe much of Gaddafi's behavior. A CIA drone in Pakistan killed Ataya Abdul al-Rahman, al-Qaeda's second-ranking figure and top operational planner. Are drones considered to be robots? That's an interesting question. I don't think that a programmed drone is a robot. I think it's a drone. Dozens of Syrian soldiers defected after being ordered to open fire on civilian protesters. Well, God bless them. And the Secretary General of the Arab League traveled to Damascus to urge Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to end the bloodshed, quote, before it's too late. Turkish President Abdullah Gül told his country's Anatolia news agency that he had lost confidence in Assad. Today in the world, there is no place for authoritarian administrations, one-party rule, closed regimes, Gül said. Iran called on Assad to answer his people's legitimate demands, but continued to provide material support for his crackdown. Drug cartel enforcers burned down a casino in Monterrey, Mexico, killing 53 people. A car bomb set off by a Boko Haram suicide attacker at the United Nations headquarters in Nigeria killed 23 people. A suicide attack on a Sunni mosque in Baghdad killed 28. And former Vice President Dick Cheney predicted that heads would be exploding all over Washington when his memoir is released today, August 30th. In the book, Cheney reveals that he was unconscious for several weeks following a 2010 heart attack, expresses regret that the Bush administration didn't bomb Syria, and details friction in the federal government in the days after 9/11. Senator Don Nichols of Oklahoma asked why the executive branch had the right to decide when members of Congress, a co-equal branch of government, could come back to Washington, Cheney writes, adding that he answered, "Because we've got the helicopters, Don." An Iowa woman was fined for a towel assault on a salon worker after being denied a bikini wax because she was intoxicated. Federal agents raided two Gibson guitar factories in Tennessee in search of illegal wood, and a Nashville interstate on-ramp was briefly closed after four canisters of bull semen fell from a Greyhound. The bus did not know it lost its load, reported WKRN-TV. Police said that the parents of a 10-year-old Dallas boy who died last month of dehydration had denied him water as punishment for wetting his bed. And an Alaska jury convicted an Anchorage mother who had sent in a video of herself disciplining her screaming adopted son with hot sauce and a cold shower for a Dr. Phil segment. They concluded that it is child abuse, said the prosecutor, to hurt your child as an audition for a television show. The way the law is written, said the woman's lawyer, makes it really difficult for a parent to discipline your kids and not be subject to other people's subjective ideas of what is right and wrong. Glenn Beck's Restoring Courage tour arrived in Jerusalem for a rally in the Old City. "The world is burning," he told his crowd of mostly American Christians. "Whatever we've grown to think is solid and strong and durable is under siege." The Washington Monument, meanwhile, cracked, and actress Kate Winslet rescued the 90-year-old mother of Virgin Group chairman Richard Branson from a fire on his private Caribbean isle. "I jumped out of bed naked and rushed to the burning great house," said Branson, "and ran straight into a cactus bush." Oh, yeah? Well, we're at the end of summer, folks. Next week we go into, Labor Day? And we're back to work, and the fall begins, and people are back to school, etc., etc. So that's been the Weekly News in Review. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, on Friday nights here on Kill Radio at 11 p.m. KillRadio.org. We're the way radio is supposed to be. Come and listen, and I'll be back next week with the Weekly News in Review.